The federal government's been accused of caving into pressure from the food industry by abandoning a proposal for traffic light labels on food to indicate its nutritional value. That was just one of more than 60 recommendations by an inquiry into food labelling chaired by the former Labour Health Minister, Neil Blewett. Mr. Blewett has told PM that the government's accepted the overall thrust of his review, but he is disappointed that it's fudged, as he put it, in some key areas. Matt Peacock reports.
Food and Grocery Council CEO Kate Carnell is pleased.
Overall, I think they've come up with a pretty good in-between or moderate approach to Blewett's recommendations.
But the Australian Consumer Association's Ingrid Just says the government has buckled under pressure.
It's extremely disappointing. The federal government has failed to put the best interests of Australian consumers first on nutrition labelling. They have ignored the evidence, the strong evidence, to support that traffic light labelling helps consumers make healthy choices at a glance.
The man who chaired the food labelling inquiry, Neil Blewett, says he'd have liked some of his key recommendations adopted.
I'm disappointed that they've not agreed to most of the presentation issues. We were convinced by all the evidence we heard that there is a need for bigger printing of key messages, more formatting it so things stand out for people, particularly for older people, and those recommendations haven't been taken up. And, of course, the important one is traffic light labelling, which is a kind of, instead of using words, you try and use symbols to give people indications of the quality or the health quality of their food. We suggest a very modest proposal. Simply, if a product made a high health claim, then it should carry traffic lights. But that was the only situation. We wanted to experiment with traffic lights in that way. So we thought if a brand was making a strong health claim, then it should give traffic lights to indicate the quality of the nutrients in the food.
And Mr. Blewett says there should be better labelling of just where the food we eat comes from.
I do think that they've fudged their response to country of origin labelling. There is near total confusion amongst consumers about country of origin labelling for food. We suggested that instead of the present system, which is made in Australia, and what that means is that even if only a few of the ingredients are grown in Australia, provided the value added of the processing and even the packaging can get you over 50% Australian cost, then you can claim it's made in Australia. Now, we think that that's unsatisfactory for food. It might be all right for motor cars, might be all right for refrigerators, but I think people are concerned about the actual ingredients in the food. And we suggested that we should have a made of Australian ingredients in relation to all foods, rather than the present vague and confusing made in Australia.
The food labelling recommendations will now be considered by a committee of all states and territories and New Zealand next week.
Matt Peacock.